Good afternoon. Thanks for coming to our session. My name is Randall Dennis, and I'm Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for CoreBank. We're a data solutions company based in Nashville, Tennessee. And today we are going to be looking at, in this afternoon session, cloud computing and how you can leverage the burgeoning cloud computing market to your advantage and grab a piece of the sky. So let's hop right in right away. And let's talk about the market first. Cloud computing market. Gartner Research estimates that in 2008 was just over $46 billion. In just 1 year's time, it grew by over 21%. And it is estimated now by Gartner to reach $150 billion by 2013. So what I'm here to tell you, and you need to tell your prospects, is that cloud computing is not a fad. It is not a mere trend. It is the future of computing, just as surely as the computing world was affected by personal computers and laptops and the internet. Cloud computing is the future. So they need to be prepared for that. They are going in the cloud one way or another. The only other thing I can say about it right now is that it can be more confusing than filing your own taxes. If you do not understand the business model, how it's deployed, et cetera. So that's what I'm here to do, is to break you through this in the next few minutes. We're going to clear up the cloudiness of cloud computing. I'm going to explain the business benefits for clients in cloud computing, at least the way CoreBank offers it. And I will offer you an opportunity to grab your piece of the sky, that coming $150 billion. So let's move forward and take a quick look at the types of cloud deployments. You've probably heard a lot about cloud computing. It's all over the news, it's all over articles. Prospects have probably heard confusing things about the cloud. It's so confusing because cloud computing is actually a kind of misnomer. There are about 8 to 10 different types of cloud. So what a prospector you may have heard about cloud computing may or may not be anything like the complete cloud deployment that CoreBank offers. So let's make sure you're comparing apples to apples. First of all, let's ask you, or you can ask a prospect, how many of you have ever used cloud computing, or are you using cloud computing? Are you using Salesforce.com? Anybody here use Gmail? Congratulations, you're already using cloud computing. So, secondly, not all types of cloud are the same. Like I said, I can count up to maybe 10 types, and I'm just a business guy, I'm not a geek. So as Scotty from Star Trek says there, you gotta use the right tool for the right job, huh? Here are some major types of clouds or tools. We'll break through some of the most common types. Number one, easily, SaaS, software as a service. Examples, Salesforce.com. Google Apps, Zoho Office, there's online versions of QuickBooks, those sorts of things. The advantages are clear that they bring to the table no upfront CapEx layout for software. They are secure, they're highly scalable, they're mobile. Those are all the typical cloud computing advantages. The weaknesses? SaaS usually focuses on very limited functions, such as sales, CRM. Enterprise resource planning, human resources, etc. They're very focused. So as great as they are, SaaS solutions only really eliminate application-dedicated hardware and software support. So the bottom line is they're excellent. They're economical, but they have a limited function. The next category is infrastructure as a service. This was originally called hardware as a service. You may have heard it as that. It's sometimes called utility computing. So utility computing, hardware as a service, infrastructure as a service, which is more common, all three of the same things. Infrastructure as a service is virtual server storage on demand. Examples, Amazon.com's Elastic Cloud, I believe they're calling the current iteration EC2, right? Infrastructure as a service is simply server space, typically offered at dirt cheap prices with no tech support, but for frequently asked questions on the internet. So this is more or less the Walmart big box solution for storage, right? The advantages, they are highly available and reliable. for supplemental and non-mission critical computing at a very low cost, so they're very economical. The downsides, they're storage and storage related only. They're typically very low service support depending on the provider, so they're assuming that the end client has a good amount of computer expertise or a team in place that really know what they're doing. The bottom line becomes, infrastructure as a service is for technically proficient companies who only need virtualized data center. Clients need to be careful in picking the right provider then if they need a lot of support. So they must be certain the level of support they need is written into their SLA. Third category, platform as a service. PaaS providers allow you to develop and distribute software applications in the cloud. Typically, a larger company who's really into developing software will do this. They deliver those apps to your company or clients via the internet from their PaaS servers. So examples of that are the Google App Engine, Force.com, and Coghead. The advantages is this is ideal for BYOA, bring your own apps. So if you have a client or prospect that is in that zone, which isn't really too often, but if they're in the BYOA space, it's the best thing for them. Limitations, again, a very specific purpose and functionality. The bottom line is that it's usually not particularly useful for most small, medium-sized enterprises. There are several other categories that are less common, so I'm not going to address those, but let's move on to computing as a service, and what I like to refer to in the case of CoreBank as complete computing as a service. Complete computing as a service replaces everything for the businesses in computing except for the end user appliances, the laptop, the computer, the dumb terminal that they may be accessing the cloud through. So the greatest example I can think of right here is what we're going to talk about is CoreBank's Complete Cloud. We'll look into those advantages in just a minute, but let's talk about the few limitations that cloud has, and they are not really primarily technical limitations. We do scale Complete Cloud below 5 users, but that is not an ideal cost efficiency because a company with only 5 users is not likely to be challenged to invest a lot of money in servers, storage, extra licenses, uninterruptible power supply, all of that stuff that goes along with a tech closet or a data room. So it's just not the best solution economically. Complete Cloud can comfortably scale all the way up to 500 users, but it can become a little unwieldy for enterprise situations above 500. So let's look further into the Complete Cloud experience so you know what it is, you will begin to see the strategic advantages of cloud for small, medium-sized enterprises right away. The Complete Cloud experience we offer is unique in several respects. Aside from the fact that it's delivered to your desktop from our cloud, Complete Cloud is differentiated by its completeness. This is a comprehensive cloud solution. We are further differentiated from other SaaS providers because we provide applications that businesses already know how to use. It doesn't matter whether your end user device is a laptop, an old PC, it can be even a Mac or a dumb terminal. CoreBank can deliver on that end user device a secure 168-bit encrypted session with a Windows 7 operating system desktop. And every cloud session or complete cloud session includes Microsoft Office Professional 2000 suite, Word, Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, Access. We provide Intuit QuickBooks Enterprise. We include Sugar CRM. Email archiving is included. Complete Cloud delivers virtual BlackBerry Enterprise Server. We also provide virtually Windows 2008 Server. Complete Cloud service also includes regularly scheduled backups, disaster recovery, and business continuity. And most of all, for the SMBs, which is just as significant as the computing service itself, is CoreBank provides real-time right answer support for these companies that do not have a complete IT team that's very well seasoned. So from the moment of transition with deployment and orientation and training through any questions along the way that may come up, we have live people 24/7, 365, not frequently asked questions on an internet site somewhere. From a technical standpoint, let's look at how the strategic application is rolled out. This is what a LAN looks like for an SMB of anywhere from 15 to 150 users. It's a gross simplification, but you'll get the point here. On your LAN, you've got computers, you have printers, you have routers, switches, you have access to the internet. You've got at least one monkey who thinks he's the power user, that's the double screen guy there. And then you have one Mac user, everybody's got one. You have some reps or other mobile users out there in the field. And of course, you've got an Ethernet connection connecting all these devices. Additionally, somewhere in that business, there is a data closet or a data room with some very capital intensive technology to support those users. The capital expenditures include multiple servers that are specific to the needs of the company. You have network storage devices, uninterruptible power supplies, and licenses. You have licenses for antivirus software. You have operating systems licenses for your server. You have application licenses. And you have CALs, the client access licenses to these servers. It's just never ending. Additionally, for that data closet or data room, you have operational expenses monthly of quite a bit more power, quite a bit more cooling, and then you have technical support that's also added to this monthly. Now, it's important to note, in that data closet or data room, the customers have paid 100% of the cost for all this technology. And yet, studies are showing that they are typically utilizing only about 35% of these resources. So this is really a very inefficient technology model for really any business. This is how CoreBank improves it. Let's look at the CoreBank model. Through the complete cloud, we provide all these resources as a service. So in CoreBank's core are high-density blade servers, virtual technology, common applications, and enterprise storage, all on demand, all with high availability, redundancy, and security, and it is scalable, utterly scalable. So you're only paying for the computing you're actually using. In the same way that you only pay for cell phones you're actually using. It's offered as that kind of service. So, in the complete cloud model, you can see that the overwhelming majority of IT costs are absolutely eliminated. And the customer's only hardware is end user appliances, those computers that are actually on the desk or on the lap. So, here is the supreme value in terms of the business offering. We are finding on a regular basis that companies are encountering over a three-year period, because you're eliminating all that CapEx, they're typically finding 40% reduction in their total IT costs. Companies get back to their core business. They're no longer so distracted and so involved and so tied in monetarily to computing that they can focus again on what they went into business for to start with. They get computing that grows with the business. They're only paying for what they are actually using along the way. So it's very scalable. It is simple, virtually transparent. So they are encountering the same software in the same way through the cloud window that they have been on their own desktops. The newest versions of the operating system and apps that they've used for years are provided all the time. They don't have to think about it. In many cases, because the customers may be dealing with older servers and older end-user devices, they actually experienced improved performance. And they also have reduced risk of loss. Is there a disaster, vandalism? They just go to wherever there's an internet access and they have a secure experience with their username and password. And they're back on, just as if nothing happened. So, that may be all well and good. You may say, oh, isn't technology sweet? But hey, show me the money. So, let's look at the channel partner program. Can you say monthly recurring revenue? Or better yet, can you say monthly recurring commissions? That's a little more exciting. CoreBank sells all its data services exclusively through our channel partner program. We have three types of channel partners and several resources to their availability. First category, value-added resellers. You buy the service wholesale. You invoice it yourself and you realize whatever margin you sell it at. Second category, master sub-agent partners. CoreBank bills for you. And you just receive a monthly recurring commission of between 6 and 12%, roughly. Third category is just referral partners. You refer, you get a flat fee. Pretty easy, pretty simple. We offer channel partners several resources to help them introduce the Complete Cloud concept and sell it in the marketplace. First, CompleteCloud.com has several non-technical videos that answer frequently asked questions about cloud computing and Complete Cloud. Next is the YouTube site, CoreBank TV, with more videos, and I imagine we'll post this there too. All that kind of thing, you know, is on there on a regular basis. The webinars, training for partners, promotion or explanation to prospects. You can send prospects to a CoreBank webinar and they'll have a lot of their answers, questions answered rather. Coming soon will be podcasts, vodcasts, and a national public relations campaign. So these are the tools that are in place and you can experience them all even in the next few minutes if you want to. Just open up your computer, go to CompleteCloud.com, go to the Channel Partner tab and register, and you'll have access after you're approved. Now, I know several of you will have questions, so this is great that we have time left. I have two great resources here with me. Tim Tyler, who's president of CoreBank. Tim can answer a lot more of the technical questions that you may have. Joe Panavaria, which all of you know because he's an active FISBA member, can answer a lot more of the questions related to the reseller program. And we'll just open the floor to questions right now.